Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today is July 1st. July 1st, 2020. And Thursday? I believe it's Thursday.
No, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah. All right. Today we're going to talk about, I was talking to Tone earlier.
Tone is a Carson Wentz lover, big time Carson Wentz lover.
A consistent, he can do no wrong, Carson Wentz lover.
Yeah.
Lava. He's a Carson Wentz lover.
He has the nerve to say that Carson Wentz is the best quarterback the Eagles have ever had.
Which is Charlie Murphy worthy. Hit him with the Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy. That was a well-deserved Charlie Murphy laugh. Tone, listen, bro. Before we add you here. Carson Wentz, like I said before, I've seen more mediocre to bad football from Carson Wentz than good. There's no way in hell you could sit here and say that he's the best quarterback the Eagles have ever had. You just can't say that with a straight face.
I don't agree. Yeah.
Not at all.
But I don't know why he is stuck on Carson Wentz.
I get it. He loves Carson Wentz. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Tone can tell you why. But
what he's done to make him like so loyal and faithful to Carson Wentz.
He loves him. But hold up. The question is, one of the questions is, will there be a quarterback controversy
this season? Between Carson Wentz and Jalen
Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
All right. Well, I think so. I do. But let's ask Max Kelderman. Max, what do you think?
He will. And the reason I say that is Jalen Hurts, the expectations as a rookie quarterback are not what they're going to be 2 or 3 years from now. They're not what they are for Carson Wentz. But obviously, if they thought they didn't need protection either against the Carson Wentz injury or in the event that Wentz doesn't get more consistent as his career progresses and they can get a cheaper replacement who actually has some reps because he can be on the field with Carson Wentz if possible, you know, you can get him reps, and you can get him reps under center too, given Wentz's injury history. Then I think Wentz is going to be dealing with this quarterback issue for the foreseeable future. You know, I saw him last season. Everyone thought I was anti-Wentz. Let's not forget, Molly, you and I used to argue about whether Wentz was the MVP or Brady was the MVP a couple of years ago. I thought it was Wentz at the moment he got hurt. I was very high on him. But last year, he was getting credit out of proportion to what he was doing. He was making throws that only Mahomes and a few others can make, followed by a couple of boneheaded plays, like bad decision-making, bad execution. And that was consistent throughout the season for Wentz. So it's really his play that will dictate whether or not there's a controversy. But until he shows that he can be much more consistent than he was last year, he can stay healthy, which he hasn't done very well yet, and in staying healthy can also stay consistent. He has to put those two things together throughout the course of a season. Then it's not like Hurts has to do anything spectacular for there to be a controversy because the expectations of the rookie won't be that high. In the foreseeable future, meaning the next season or two, Wentz is going to have to do it. Stay healthy and stay consistent. So it's up to him. Or there'll be a controversy, and he hasn't shown that he can do that yet.
Well said, Max.
Thank you, Max.
You know what?
Thank
funny.
You, Max.
Let's give him a round of applause. Because that's basically everything you said.
That's what I'm saying.
Inconsistently.
He's not consistent. Not healthy.
Yeah.
Inconsistently,
he said poor decision making, and inconsistent. Yeah,
he's just too inconsistent. Bad pocket presence. I just seen too much bad out of Carson Wentz to get too hyped up over a couple wins over struggle wins, I might add. They won, but they were struggle wins over absolutely horrible teams. I realized he didn't have the receivers that you know, that he would have had in the beginning of the season. But at the same time, who cares? You're supposed to dog walk those teams. You're supposed to beat Miami. You're supposed
to
beat the Redskins.
You should still be able to throw to your backups. Your second string. Like, even though you're – yes, I get it. Your starting line is better than a second string. But the one dude on the second string wasn't that bad last season.
Ward,
when
whatever.
He got the ball.
Whatever.
When he got the ball.
He made a catch.
But,
he had a touchdown or
Carson
two,
should
but.
Still be able to use those guys and utilize them to make plays.
Yes, if he was that guy, it would. And he shouldn't be applauded for making plays. I don't care who the receiver is. I don't care who the receiver is. If the guy's open, throw him the ball.
Regardless,
he got praise for winning three games against three bad teams. And it just happened to be the three teams in the division. He beat the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Redskins. Half of them were backup quarterbacks.
Did they get crushed by the Cowboys like the first or second game?
The first game they played against the Cowboys, they got smoked.
They got crushed.
Smoked.
It looked horrible out there.
Eagles, man, come on. Let's add Mr. Price. All right, come on.
And Max Kellerman said it, like, he made some really good throws, like Patrick Mahomes throws, and then he followed it up with some horrible crap. Like, some of those games, he looked really bad. Like, he looked lost.
He is. He's usually lost. So, all right, Tone, you're here. What say you? Welcome.
Do you think there's going to be a quarterback controversy this season?
Is there a quarterback controversy in Eagletown?
Brewing.
What say you, Tone?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. Y'all are crazy, man. How do I not figure?
Hold on. I'm gonna let you get your point off. Just give me a second. I'm gonna ask you a question, and then you shoot your shit. Okay, hold up. Be honest. This is the question. If the Eagles had any kind of a backup last season, would there have been a quarterback controversy?
No.
If Josh McCown wasn't the backup, if people were begging for Nick Foles last year.
They really were.
They were like, oh my God, why we let him go? Come on, Tony.
They want something that they know they ain't got.
Carson Wentz played bad last season, bro. He did.
All right.
He had some impressive stats.
Let me ask you this.
But in game. Go ahead.
All right, I hear you, but Carson Wentz needs players around him. Okay. Who do you think his top three receivers was last year? Who was his top three receivers?
Sean Jackson, Alshon Jeffries,
Zach Ertz,
Nelson Aguilar, Zach Ertz, Goddard.
Who was the go-to person? Who did they go to?
Zach Ertz,
okay. And who else?
Ortega Whiteside?
No. My point in this whole conversation is
Alshon Jeffries,
Dallas Goedert. No. All right. My point in this whole conversation is the Eagles' top three receivers was Zach Ertz. He had 88 catches, 916 yards. Dallas Goedert was second. He had 58 catches, 607 yards.
Okay.
And Miles Sanders was third. He had 50 catches, 500 yards. Where is the freaking receiver at?
Okay.
Where is he at?
Look.
Alshon Jeffries came in fourth. Alshon didn't even play the whole season.
Your boy was hurt. He got hurt.
He had Alshon had 43 catches and 20 yards.
Okay.
And then your boy Aguilar was right behind Don't give me this Carson Wentz crap.
You're giving me stats like you're trying to act like it reflects on the receivers. The stats of those receivers reflects on Carson Wentz.
Do you want me to go through the drops?
Go through the drops.
Okay, hold on. I can go through the drops.
Go through them.
Mind you, we had Matt Collins on the team. We had Deshaun Jackson on the team. He played one game. We had J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And we had your boy Jordan Matthews. But these are the receivers. Tell me who Dak Prescott's throwing the ball to. Tell me who Jared Goff's throwing the ball to. Dak got three receivers. Dak got three receivers this year. He got four. They got Lamb. They got Cooper. They got the boy Gallup. They got four receivers, dog.
Last year,
I've seen quarterbacks do. Most of the guys were hurt, but yet I've seen quarterbacks do more with less than what Carson Wentz is doing.
Who? And make it to the promised land. Name one team, dog.
No one is going to get to the promised land, Tone. But I've seen Donovan McNabb take Todd Pinkston and James Thrash.
Don't even bring him up, dog. The Eagles had 32 drops last year, dog. 32.
Okay. Somebody did the Patriots.
We played 16 games.
Okay. How many? Fuck the Patriots. Don't look that up. Who gives a fuck about the Patriots? There's plenty of teams with mad drops, Tone.
No. The Eagles was the team with the most drops last year, dog.
That's fine. But how many times, all right, since you're looking at negative plays and you're trying to make it the receiver's fault, how many times did Carson Wentz overthrow somebody? How many times did Carson Wentz miss wide open guys? How many times did Carson Wentz hold the ball for
two? Every quarterback throws somebody, dog.
I understand that. But Carson Wentz has no clock, no pocket presence whatsoever.
He looks lost in there.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
How many times? All right, turn on the tape and go back to the games where we had the ball last and it was up to us to score a touchdown and we win the game. And how many drops did we have? Aguilar dropped it twice, back to back weeks.
You're talking about Atlanta game.
And the Patriots game, Aguilar dropped it in the end zone. Yes.
Arcega-Whiteside dropped one against the Lions. Like some Hail Mary shit.
These are all your top receivers, dog.
Drops are a part of the game. Drops are a part of the game. In any league, drops are a part of the game. Fold up and say, "Oh, he dropped
not
the ball."
2 minute warning.
You keep going.
Not in no two minute warning. You keep moving.
That's what Tom Brady does. That's what Peyton Manning does. That's what the greats do.
Rush it off.
That's what Drew Brees does. That's what the regular guys do. Like the good guys. Carson Wentz
Why did Eagles fire their wide receiver coach then? Why did Eagles fire their offensive coordinator then? Tell me why.
That's called scapegoating. And Carson Wentz got me fired because he's not throwing a catchable ball, and he's holding the ball too long. He got me fired.
Please.
That's what I was saying about the OC.
Now they're scapegoating. So.
Carson Wentz.
They don't even have an offensive coordinator. They don't have a coordinator. They don't have one.
Doug's called the plays. Doug's called the plays.
Because too many people are running the wrong routes. That's why. Arcega Whiteside was like a deer in headlights out there. Mac Hollins was a bum, okay? He wanted to play special teams only. He didn't want to catch the ball. Who else? Alshon, he tapped out early.
Hold on. Alshon is a Pro Bowler, bro. A Super Bowl hero in Philadelphia.
He got hurt.
Deshaun got hurt.
Everybody got hurt.
So what happens when they get hurt? They're not valuable. They're not valuable. How valuable? They're not valuable if they're not playing, correct? Correct? The name of the game is to stay healthy. The name of the game is to stay healthy, right?
Save it for later. We're going to get them. We'll get them. Save it for later. Keep going, Tom. Go ahead.
The name of the game is to stay healthy, stay consistent, and be that man, right? Just like you want Carson Wentz to be like a Russell Wilson, to stay healthy and be that man. Russell Wilson doesn't go to the Super Bowl every year. But Russell Wilson is the best quarterback in the league.
Carson Wentz hasn't won a playoff game, Tone. He hasn't won a playoff game. Not one.
Carson Wentz doesn't have the players Russell Wilson has.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Carson Wentz has enough to make the playoffs, so he should have enough to win a playoff game. If you want to give him praise for making the playoffs, but now all of a sudden he doesn't have the guys.
Did they have an awesome team last year?
Now he doesn't have the talent.
Hold up. Now he doesn't have the talent.
They had Josh Gordon. They had Josh Gordon. That killed this. What's his name? What's the boy in Seattle? He was a rookie last year. Come on, get out of here, dog. They're receiving anybody on Seattle is better than DK Metcalf. Yeah, anybody on Seattle is better than any receiver we got. Our top receiver is a tight end.
Wow!
Like the top three offensive line last season.
Wow. Okay, so you're saying that Sanders doesn't count for nothing, right?
Sanders is a running back. He's not a receiver. Do you want to pay him receiver money?
All I'm hearing, Tone, is excuses from you, bro. I'm not giving you excuses.
I'm not giving you excuses.
Yes, you are.
Carson, you're not giving me excuses.
You just keep making excuses as he doesn't have enough talent around him to win. But yet you still want to praise him for making the playoffs, but yet he didn't have enough to win in the playoffs because his dumbass got himself knocked out the game because he has no pocket awareness.
Remember the year Donovan McNabb couldn't get us to the Super Bowl and then they finally got him T.O.? What happened?
Has had way more talent than McNabb.
When are we going to get that guy?
Who's that guy?
Who's the guy? Torrey Smith was that guy that you like. You like, oh yeah, Torrey Smith. He should have won the Super Bowl with Torrey Smith.
Get out of here,
Zach Ertz just broke a tight end receiving record, receptions record, or did he not? Was that last year?
Zach Ertz is a tight end, dog. Zach Ertz is a tight end.
Wait. Can tight ends catch the ball? Are they eligible receivers?
Dog, how many times is a route going out
Travis
for a tight
Kelce.
End?
Travis Kelce is what, a tight end, or he's called a tight end, but he led the Chiefs in touchdowns. So don't act like tight ends ain't shit.
So what happens when our tight ends get doubled and then the receivers don't catch the ball?
They're not doubling Zach Ertz on every play.
No, they're not. I don't know what game you're watching, dog. Who are they doubling?
I don't know what games you're watching.
They don't. if you were to double anybody on our team going out to catch a pass, you would double Ertz. Anybody.
No, I'm not saying they don't double Ertz. I'm not saying they don't double Ertz.
Nobody else.
But not all the time. Not all the time.
Too.
And the reason that they're doubling Ertz is because Carson Wentz is the only person who throws the ball. Carson Wentz only throws the ball to him. He has no deep ball, no pocket awareness, no clock in his head.
He don't have no receivers. If you how you go to the ball deep, you ain't got nobody. Who's gonna catch it? Aguilar? Who's gonna catch it, Jeff? Every time Carson threw to the end zone, every time Carson threw to the end zone accurately and it hit the receiver's hand, who caught the ball?
Come on.
You'll go back 12 years ago and say, if Todd Pinkston would have caught that pass. No, not Todd Pinkston. Who dropped the ball when McNabb threw him to him in the end zone and you blamed it on him?
No.
We would have been in the Super Bowl.
I blame the reason we lost. One of the reasons we lost to Arizona in the championship game, which I say the championship game, because McNabb performed and got us to a championship game. Matter of fact, he got us to 5 championship games because he performed. He made plays. I'm talking about Kevin Curtis when he dropped the 4th down and cost us the game against Arizona.
Drops happen, though, right, Jeff? Drops happen.
Yeah, they do.
It has to happen right then and there, right?
Yeah, they do.
Man. Get Carson Wentz a receiver and watch him go off, dog. And I'm not talking about no 35-year-old Deshaun Jackson that only can play 1 or 2 games. I'm not talking about no old-ass Alshon Jeffrey. Get him a piece. Get him a young piece in there, man.
They just drafted a receiver in the 1st round. And his successor, he'll go great with Jalen. he'll be playing great with Jalen because
Carson ain't gonna be there. He's just gonna go to Zach Ertz.
This is it. This is the swan song for Carson Wentz, bro. It's over. It's over.
Just like Max said,
it's all up to Carson Wentz.
Smoking crack, man.
I can't.
Carson on the sideline.
Yep. Max is smoking crack, man.
No, Max ain't smoking crack. Max is going up the history of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz cannot stay healthy. And
well,
if he does stay healthy, he has shoddy play at best.
If we go off the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, then Carson Wentz is going to honor
Eagles
his contract.
Under Carson Wentz.
Shoddy play,
and the inability to stay healthy.
Doug had a taste of that Super Bowl.
We'll see.
They're not going to sit around
Eagles,
and not even make the playoffs for too long.
Listen,
what?
the Eagles are going to honor his contract just like they honored Alshon Jeffrey's contract. They honored bum-ass Nelson Aguilar's contract, they're going to honor it. They're stuck with him.
Watch.
Does that contract say he has to start?
Watch this. Yo, say that again, Tone.
Kim, if he's getting 60, 70 million, I mean, wouldn't you start him? I mean,
it's not about
collecting 67 million sitting on the bench.
No, they're going to cut him or trade him. He's not going to be there after this season.
They're not going to cut him, dog. How are they going to cut him?
All right. They don't want to pay him that money. Why would you draft a quarterback in the 2nd round if you believed in him? Why?
He's not worth it.
Why?
Either they're
however you look at it, it's an indictment on Wentz.
Yeah.
Either we don't believe in his play, or he's going to get hurt.
And they think this is maybe he'll step up. Maybe if he feels the fire under his toes.
But if he doesn't, we're not going to throw the season away on him.
Yes.
We're not relying on him any longer. That's what they did.
Doug wants another Super Bowl.
Which means they're not.
Nah, they just got a cheap backup.
They're moving on.
They just got a cheap backup. Foles was too much money for them to sit on the bench, so they just got a cheap backup. They did Foles the honor that one year, let him collect all that money, and backup went, and that was it.
Okay.
Yeah,
anything else?
But Kim, they honored his contract. Once again, the Eagles are
that
not
was a
going
one
to go
year
away
deal,
from
bro.
What the fuck they're
that
doing.
Was a, that was a two-year deal.
They looked through my thought. You don't know. You don't know what they're going. All right, so you're trying to tell me that the Eagles are sitting here like, damn, we gave all this money out. Now we're going to draft this Jalen Hurts, and then after the first year, we're going to give Carson one more year, then we're going to cut him.
I know they did. You just said it perfectly, Tone.
The Eagles don't admit a mistake.
They admitted it by drafting that young man, Jalen.
They would never come out and make a statement like that.
They don't have
to. That's not how they do business.
Read between the lines.
Yeah.
You know
maybe
what
another
is.
Team.
You
maybe
it.
Another team. Maybe
no,
if you was a Buffalo
business,
Bills
bro.
Fan or
look
a Chicago
at,
Bears fan or a Colts fan or something. Like not this team though.
Look.
Y'all watch something.
They did the same thing with Kevin Cobb. They did the same thing.
Michael Vick.
They did. Yo, hold up. I'm gonna go back as far, and it was the same draft pick. I mean, same round draft pick.
Kevin Cobb was awful, dog. Kevin Cobb, you can't. You trying to tell me Kevin Cobb? You can't even mention him in the same conversation.
But they still
dog.
Picked him with that intention.
They still picked him with the thought of him replacing McNabb.
Yeah.
And what did he do? Replace McNabb. Hold up. I'm going to go back further. The Eagles took Randall Cunningham in the second round while Ron Jaworski was still the starting quarterback. How long did Ron Jaworski last? 1 year after they drafted Randall Cunningham. Do not tell me that they're not going to replace Carson Wentz, because that's what they did. They already replaced him. It's just a matter of time now.
Unless he does something special this season.
And that's the only way they'll save his job, and they're still going to get rid of him.
Yeah. You think so?
Yes.
You think
that's the only way, or a deep playoff run, is the only way they keep him.
But see, I don't think if he, even that season that he had his
to the playoffs,
he didn't get hurt, I don't think he would have made it to the Super Bowl.
Tone, a playoff win to get knocked out in the first quarter is not good enough. It's not good enough.
Hey,
come on.
Hey.
Coaches have gotten fired.
Throwing the game away in the Super Bowl is not good enough.
Who are you talking about now? Who played in the Super Bowl? Carson Wentz didn't play in the Super Bowl, so I know you can't be talking about him.
We talk about your boy.
It's not good enough. Okay.
Bring McNabb.
Yeah, he's always bringing fools to McNabb. He's always trying to bring out guys that I like.
Yeah.
But not good enough, right? I'm just telling you, getting knocked out in the first round of a playoff game. I mean, getting knocked out in the first quarter of a playoff game is not good enough. And that's why they drafted a quarterback. We're moving on from this. You have any final question? Thoughts on this topic? Then we're moving on to the next topic.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, at least he led us to a playoff game. I recall Nick Foles got knocked out of the first quarter of a freaking regular season game.
Nick Foles won the Super Bowl as a backup.
All right. I don't want to be like Cowboy fans. And, you know what I mean? Be like,
Nick
Foles and this, that, whatever.
Sound like right now, bro. You sound like right now. You sound like a Cowboys fan trying to justify why Jason Garrett should keep his job. That's what you sound like right now.
He's real stubborn. You don't want to let it go.
You sound like a Cowboy fan arguing in the favor of Jason Garrett keeping his job. He wasn't
Jason
good enough.
Jason Garrett should have kept his job. Jason Garrett should have kept his job.
Okay. All right. Wow.
And you'll see why. When you see the Cowboys this season, you'll see why they should have kept Jason Garrett.
Okay.
It never works. Our whole division has new coaches.
All right, we'll see.
So we talked about Cam Newton going to the Patriots yesterday.
No, let's not do that one. Let's do the one. Let's stay on the Wentz because he's so passionate about Wentz.
So which hit was worse? The hit on Nick Foles in what game? When he was on the Jaguars?
The Nick Foles hit when he was on the Jaguars against the Chiefs.
Or the Carson Wentz hit?
Against Seattle.
What it was.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Which hit was worse?
Which was the dirtier hit?
Dirtier hit.
Which was the dirtier hit, Tone?
I don't know. I thought that Nick Foles hit. That was bad. That was nasty. That was bad. And they straight plowed into him.
I'll start it. I'll say this. The hit on Carson Wentz was a late hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dick. All right.
Damn,
dog. It was a late hit. It was a dirty hit. Yes. He was outside of the tackle box. He was outside. He should have threw the ball away. And it would have been intentional grounding. So, him holding the ball with no clock in his head, no pocket awareness, no football awareness, no field awareness, and he got smacked. It was dirty. And it was a weak slide, I might add. He should have slid. I guess not him diving forward gave Clowney the hey, I'm going to hit this guy. He's not giving himself up. So I understand why he hit him. I understand why he hit him. It was Carson Wentz's own fault, if you ask me. Yes, it was dirty.
Sure.
But the hit on Nick Foles was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw that, and that was bad. I didn't see
the hit on Nick Foles was ridiculous.
I didn't see the Carson, but I saw the Nick Foles one. That was bad. Like, they intentionally plowed into this man.
He hits. Foles is in the pocket. This is right after Foles just threw a touchdown, okay? A dime. Foles is in the pocket, standing back there. The dude, he lets go of the ball. The dude hits him, picks him up, and drives him into the ground.
Yeah.
That is dirty.
He didn't even have the
ball
in his
hand
anymore.
That was dirty. I say the hit on Foles was worse than the late hit on Wentz. Because he picked him up and drove him into the ground.
And Nick Foles didn't have the ball anymore. Like,
yeah.
He already threw the ball.
Carson Wentz still had the ball.
Yeah.
So, that's my opinion. What say you, Tone?
My opinion?
Carson.
Ugh. Total opposite.
Why was that a dirty hit? How was that a dirty hit on Carson Wentz?
Was down. Because Carson Wentz was down. They wouldn't do that to Tom Brady.
Yes, but he still had the ball.
They wouldn't do that to Tom Brady.
He looked like he was running.
Tom Brady
he was running.
Helmet
he
like
was
that.
Trying to run. And then he did
a half-decent
attempt at sliding, but he dove forward. Like, he asked for
doesn't
that
matter.
Hit.
They wouldn't do that to Tom Brady.
He asked for
matter.
That hit.
They wouldn't do that to Tom Brady. They wouldn't do that to Tom Brady.
Carson Wentz asked for that hit. He did.
But Tom Brady's line protects him.
And he's such a bitch that he fucking just can't take any hits. Like, oh my God, he's so weak. He is.
Well,
so weak and
well,
fragile.
Listen. Nick Foles was in the pocket, so that wasn't a dirty hit.
But he didn't.
Yes, it was.
Nobody got
he didn't
flag.
Have the ball. He threw the ball, and he got picked up and drove into the ground. That's it was a dirty hit.
After he threw the ball.
So, You act like we didn't do. All right, so when Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, when Tom Brady threw the Hail Mary, you didn't see him get picked up and thrown into the ground after he threw the ball. You didn't see that? Turn that shit on right now. Turn it on and tell me you didn't see Tom Brady get thrown into the ground.
All right.
Tom Brady can eat the hits, though.
Tom ain't a bitch
Tom
like
Brady,
Carson.
Get the hell out of here.
He's got
if they don't call it for Tom Brady, if they don't call it for Tom Brady, they're definitely not calling it for Nick Foles next season. Get out of here.
Yo.
Get out
Tom,
of here. I think that was
Tom
Fletcher Cox or Brandon Graham.
Tom ate that.
Tom is tougher than Carson Wentz.
He ate that and brushed
Carson
it off.
Carson Wentz is a fucking punching bag, bro. A beat up punching bag, and he's young.
Dog, there wasn't no flag. Foles was in the pocket. That's what happens, dog. You throwing the ball. Right. These guys are playing football. They're not going to just stop because the ball's going. You know you're going to take a hit.
Okay. A hit.
You know you're going to take a hit with a certain throw.
But pick him up and drive him into the ground, Tom.
Your helmet
come
in
on.
His
head, helmet in his chest. No, chest. Chest.
Oh, yeah, they broke
pick
his collarbone.
Pick him up and drop him on his fucking shit.
With
come
your
on.
Helmet. Yeah.
No,
Tom.
Tom
Brady. Tom Brady was drove. Go look at the play. Tom Brady was drove into the ground, dog. Yes, he was. I think it was Fletcher Cox or Brandon Graham. One of them did that.
They break his collarbone,
yeah.
Though.
I don't know what else.
How many times Foles broke his collarbone? How many times Foles break his collarbone, dog? That's
I think twice.
Broke.
Twice.
Yeah.
I think twice.
That's a bit broke, man. Come on, now.
I don't know, Tone. That's all I got to say. You're always trying to make
tip.
It out.
It's the win tip.
You're always going
it's
to get anything
tip.
I say.
Not only when it comes to wins.
Only when it comes to Foles or McNabb.
Yeah. And wins.
And wins.
And wins.
And wins. And wins. And wins.
He loves wins.
It's the
wins
tip.
Is the best
it's
quarterback
the
that he's ever had.
So, you just got to admit it. Like, come on. Look at that play and look at Foles' play, man. And then look at the Super Bowl play. So you trying to tell me they should have thrown? You would have been pissed if they would have thrown the flag or the Super Bowl because of that hit right there. If that would have cost us the game. You would still be talking about it on this show right now. How we got
robbed? Nah. Nope.
You know, I never heard you like talk about any other quarterback except for Carson Wentz like that. Usually, you're an Eagles lover of any and everything Eagles, but Carson Wentz, like, at one point, you stopped watching the Eagles. It was so bad.
Yep.
Like, you wouldn't even watch football. It was so bad. Like, Carson Wentz is the only person I've ever heard you, like, talk bad about on the Eagles.
Yeah. All right.
Because he's biased. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever. All right. So, you got the Wentz hit as being the dirtier hit. I got Foles. So, all right, we're going to go to another one. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Next topic. All right, so how do you feel about – there's rumor going around that Antonio Brown could possibly go to the Bucs. How do you feel about that?
What say you? You start off, Tom.
How I feel about Antonio Brown?
Going to the Buccaneers.
If Antonio Brown went to the Buccaneers with Mike Evans and Goodwin and Gronk
and Tom Brady.
And Brady. What do you think about that?
What, how they would be as a team or just separately how I think about Antonio Brown as a person?
No. How they would be as a team. Is that a good fit for them?
Oh.
I think they would win the Super Bowl.
Mm. You must have lost reception. That happens like every time.
Oh shit. Oh well. Damn. I don't want to. Oh, excuse me.
All right. So how do you feel about Antonio Brown going to the Bucks?
If Antonio Brown went to the Bucks,
you got to see.
They would have the best. I would say this. They would have the best.
Yeah, because didn't he play with all them on New England before all this stuff happened and he
lost played
his
one
job.
Game for New England.
Okay.
If Antonio Brown made it to the Bucs somehow with all those weapons on that team, I think it would be somehow, some way, they would definitely be, I think they would break the passing record.
You think so? Because yeah. Antonio Brown's good. Or he was.
He's great.
He's
great. Yeah. Honestly, if he stepped on foot on the field today, I think he would be the best receiver in the league.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he was at one point in time.
He is. He is.
But then
yeah, he still is.
Bunch of controversy. He got taken off the field.
His off-the-field bullshit
yeah.
cost him
game time, play time, whatever
cost
you
him, cost him his career
well,
at
you
this point.
Him and Tom Brady is a good fit?
Him and Tom Brady would be him, Tom Brady, and what else they got? And Mike Evans and
Gronk
Goodwin and Gronk.
Yeah.
I think it would just be unstoppable.
You know what? That might make the Buccaneers like the
I think they would be unstoppable on offense. It would come down to their
defense. Yeah.
And not only just the defense, but also their offensive line. But that would be the most talented
offense.
Ugh.
Because there's
That would be the most talented offense.
Because I saw something
on paper.
Yeah, I saw something on Instagram, like Tone saying that all this Eagles stuff that they don't have an offensive line on Instagram, and saying that the Eagles have one of the top three offense, like they're number three. Their offense is ranked number three this season going into the year. So. That's a different topic, but
we'll see.
I don't know.
We'll
so,
see.
In that case, if
the fuck Tony?
He'll go back. If in that case, if they got Antonio Brown, then Tom Brady might have more wins over Cam Newton.
That would definitely. He would definitely have more wins over Cam Newton.
Yeah, if you had Antonio Brown.
That's if we get into our next question. If Cam Newton starts.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
So how would you feel about?
Go ahead, Tony. I got to take a piss. Go ahead. You shoot.
All right, so what's the question?
How would you feel about Antonio Brown going to the Bucs?
Yeah, Antonio Brown going to the Bucs, I think will be good for their team because they can put him in the slot. And, you know, Godwin and Mike Evans command, you know, the right and the left side. And I think they'll be dominant. And they got two dominant tight ends, too, with Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard.
Jeff said if they got Antonio Brown, that they would go to the Super Bowl and win. With everything else that they got already, like they would fuck around and win.
Mm-hmm. I believe so, too.
But the dude from the head coach from the Buccaneers is saying that, I guess there's a lot of controversy, that Antonio Brown will never play there, that he's not a good fit. But everybody else on the team is trying to convince him to get Antonio Brown. So we'll see. It's just a rumor right now.
I mean, Antonio Brown, I mean, Tom Brady probably calling the shots over there.
Probably.
I forgot they got Gronk, too. They got Gronk, too. I forgot about that.
Yep.
And whatever players he wants, he'll get. That's how it is. I mean,
you think if he wants TV Antonio 12. Brown, he's going to get him.
Exactly. I think so.
So it might come down to that, whether or not Tom Brady wants him.
Tom Brady wants him, he'll get him.
I can see that.
They don't care about that distraction shit. They're just trying to play football.
They want to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Tampa Bay has ever won anything, so I think they'll do whatever they got to do. They got Tom Brady, they got Gronk, they got a bunch of other players. If they need to add Antonio Brown and win a Super Bowl, they will.
Exactly. So, and our team won't do something like that. Like it's bad because I don't know where we're at when we classify these receivers. Like, you know what I mean? Even in free agency. Trading for, like, we're just bad at getting receivers.
The Eagles?
We are.
The Eagles are bad with receivers.
Yeah.
You said if Tom Brady wants them, they're going to get them.
We'll see.
But you said the Eagles don't do that. The Eagles are bad with receivers.
We'll see. We'll see. Tom, we'll see. But I was
signing them. When's the last time the Eagles traded for? You'll sign them for them?
Yeah, I would sign them.
The Eagles won't.
Antonio Brown is one of the best.
I think he is. I think he's the best.
But a lot of people also say he's the worst.
We just traded for Deshaun Jackson. What do you mean?
Why'd they give him to LeGarrette Blount?
Oh. Yeah. He's not in the league anymore.
Really?
Really?
Retired?
I don't know if he's retired. I just lost. Dog, they gave up like a 7-round pick for Deshaun Jackson, dog. Come on. They basically gave us Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah.
And
then
he was on his team before. He was on his team before, too. So, like, that don't count.
Okay. I'm just saying. I'm just bringing it up.
Tone, when we go out, what, it's too loud? Hold on.
Yeah. All right, better.
Better. You there?
Yeah, that's better.
All right, yeah.
All right, so we did the Cam Newton to the Patriots yesterday. We talked about Cam Newton go to the Patriots, but we didn't talk about whether or not he was going to start. Do you think Cam Newton is going to start, or do you think he's going to have to fight for his job against Jared Stidham?
Stidham.
There he is.
And Brian Hoyer.
If you think about it, he got backup QB.
He's got backup money.
Man. Can you know Cam is starting, man? Come on now.
I don't know. Online they're saying he's going to have to beat out Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer here for a starting
man,
job.
That's why he went to New England, because he had a chance to
an opportunity to start.
Yes. He didn't have a chance to start at any other place.
I think Arizona wanted him for a backup or something. He didn't want to be a backup. But here he's going to have to beat out other two for a starting job.
Only place he had a chance to
potentially compete
for a starting job. Now, if I was the Eagles, I would have picked up Cam and told him he can compete with Wentz for the starting job and save that second round draft pick for another weapon for these guys.
Come on, man.
What's the deal?
That shows you why they're not getting rid of Carson Wentz, because they didn't do exactly that trade that you just asked for.
Okay. Whatever. They are.
Maybe they didn't realize.
If they were so tired of Wentz, then why didn't they do that trade? There was plenty of other options out there.
They had to give them one more. They're paying them too much money to just get rid of them or put them on the bench. So this is basically like, hey, either step up or get out. Like
pretty much.
What, drafting a rookie?
Hey.
That's what you call? Sorry.
Coach,
that's what you call? Step up or get out?
Drafting a rookie in the second round.
You never know.
In the second round. He's going to play one way or another.
Now, Mitchell Trubisky and the Nick Foles situation. Now, Ken, that's more like a step up or get out situation. They went out and traded for Nick Foles already had Mitchell Trubisky as a franchise quarterback.
It's the same thing, Tone, just in different situations.
They got somebody from the league versus a rookie.
Why didn't they even get Cam if it's the same thing? Why didn't they even get Cam?
No, it's not the same thing.
They didn't realize
Cam is not a long-term solution.
They didn't realize Cam was so cheap.
Jalen's a long-term solution.
Maybe they're trying to...
Carson Wentz is done. His days are numbered in Philly. Mark my words. I'm saying it. I've been saying it. But I'm going to say it again. July the 1st, 2020, the Eagles, by next year...
By February 2020, by the end of the season...
Unless the Eagles are in the Super Bowl or in the second round of the playoffs... It's over for Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. And Jalen will step in and take over the reins.
Especially if he gets hurt.
He will.
That's crazy, dog.
Okay.
You're crazy as hell.
That's okay. Like I said, July 1st, and then
we'll see.
A year from
now,
I'm supposed to be like, oh, you were right. Carson wasn't that good.
What?
Jalen.
Y'all even believe it.
We'll see. I do.
He's never, when it comes to Eagles, he's usually a diehard and rides with whoever they roll with. He's got faith in them, but not Carson. Like, there was a point, not last season, a couple seasons ago, where he stopped watching that football, it was so bad. And it's when Carson Wentz was the quarterback. Like, it was just so bad, he wouldn't even watch football on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was disgusted.
Yeah, you wouldn't even turn it on. Like, you didn't watch any football at all. Like,
yeah.
All right. He's the only one that you've never had faith in when it comes to the Eagles.
All right. Or Mike
Vick. He might as well be a Bears fan, man.
No, you had more faith in
Michael
Vick
Bears
than
this year.
Carson. You had way more faith in Michael Vick than Carson.
Tone, you keep trying to make it a competition. And the only competition that, yo, he's not in competition with Foles anymore. He's in competition with Jalen. Hurt.
Call over at the Chicago radio station and start a controversy with Nick Foles.
Mexico, man.
There's already a controversy there. It's an open competition.
Max started it.
You said join in. All right, we'll see. All right. Got anything left? So you're saying Cam's going to start no matter what?
Hell yeah. Cam's starting week one.
Okay, all right. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think they'll eventually plug him in. Maybe week 3, week 4.
Man,
That's my prediction.
It's too much fantasy money for him not to start, man.
I think
they'll eventually put him in after
Jared Stidham is going to be
Stidham
starting.
Shows his ass and he stinks.
Yeah. They think Stidham's going to be the next Tom Brady.
We'll see. All right, what do we got?
Top 10 coaches in the NFL.
All right, and we'll end it on that because we'll make it a short show.
All right, tell him. All right, so now we're going to do the top 10 head coaches in the NFL.
This is CBS
Sports kind of ranked them. I'll tell you.
CBS. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They put Bill Belichick as number one.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to nitpick. I'm just trying to say it the right way.
All right. Well, go ahead. This is your topic.
CBS did coaches rankings. The top 10 coaches in the NFL. CBS Sports did a top 10 coaches ranking. All right, now, Kim, give them the rankings,
This is CBS's rankings. They had Belichick as number one, Andy Reid is number, John Harbaugh is number 3, Sean Payton is number 4, Kyle Shanahan is number 5, Sean McVay is number 6, Mike Tomlin is number 7, Pete Carroll is number 8, Doug Peterson is number 9, and Mike Zimmer is number 10. That's CBS's sports ranking. So it's Belichick 1, Reed 2, Harbaugh 3, Peyton 4, Shanahan 5, McVay 6, Tomlin 7, Pete Carroll 8, Doug Peterson number 9, and Mike Zimmer 10.
Now, Tom, what do you think?
I agree with
that. Do you think Dougie P
should be number 9?
No way. No way.
Okay.
Where
would you put him?
Top 5.
I agree.
Okay, now where? Where? Knock him down. Switch him around.
So, of all course, right. Belichick's number 1. We all agree that.
Belichick's number one. Who else you say was 2, Kim?
Andy Reid.
All right. Andy Reid.
Definitely. Andy Reid is definitely number 2.
Then you had John Harbaugh as number 3.
I can't argue with that either.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
Then you had Sean Payton, number
4.
Sean Payton from the Saints.
All right. Then put Doug, number 5.
And change it with Kyle Shanahan?
Kyle Shanahan should not be number 6.
Number 5.
No,
number 5. Should not be number 5.
No. Heck no.
At all.
He hasn't done anything.
Not the way they blew that Super Bowl
against New England with Atlanta when he was the offensive coordinator. And he took
that
some of the blame.
That was Kyle Shanahan.
That was Kyle Shanahan. So I would move. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wouldn't have Kyle Shanahan as number 5. And I don't know. I wouldn't have the Rams, Sean McVay, as number 6 either.
How is McVay higher than Doug Peterson?
I don't know.
I would have Tomlin and Doug Peterson higher.
I think I agree with you, Tone. I think I would put I would have Belichick, Andy Reid, John Harbaugh, mm-hmm. Sean Payton, Doug Peterson,
mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin,
mm-hmm.
Pete Carroll.
Then you got Mike Zimmer, Sean Payton, there's three left.
Then Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy.
McCarthy.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy. All Super Bowl winners. All of them. All Super Bowl
right.
winners. Mike McCarthy. Then I would have...
See, I think you should throw Houston in here with this mix.
Nah, he ain't won nothing.
Neither has Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay. Neither of them won anything. But the Houston coach has done more than they have.
Not really. Not really.
Sean McVay
yeah.
got outcoached in the Super Bowl.
Wait, where's Pete Carroll at?
Yeah. You had him as number 7.
Yeah, I got Pete Carroll. All right, so I need
two more. All right, you got
so then I would
Mike
have then I would show
and Shanahan.
Then I would go
and Mike Vick, Sean McVay because you replaced him with Mike McCarthy.
I would go. Damn.
Yeah, this one.
Then I would go. Wait, is Kyle Shanahan better than Mike McVay?
I would say so.
Yeah, I would go with Shanahan. I would go with Shanahan, then McVay, and then Mike Zimmer.
Remember, Kyle was on the
That's my top 11.
With his dad too, with the Redskins, he was doing numbers over there.
Yeah, he was. You're right. You're right. But I can't put them anywhere ahead of
For Doug Peterson,
to be honest with you, I might switch Mike Tomlin and Doug Peterson.
I think because Mike Tomlin has done a lot, but Doug Peterson has also done a lot in the short time that he's been a head coach. Though.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, grab me a bro. You know what? I'm gonna stick with my list the way I got it.
Mike Tomlin hasn't done anything in a couple of years, but Doug Peterson's done a lot in his little bit of time as a head coach.
All right, so do your list real quick.
My list is similar to yours. I got Belichick number 1, Reed 2. Number 3 would be
Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh. Number 4 would be. Damn, who's my number 4? Reed,
yeah, Sean
Payton. Harbaugh.
I got Sean Payton.
Yeah, I had Payton there too. All
right, then
I got
he has
Payton
Doug
before
Peterson
Reed.
5.
Doug Peterson. 5. Tomlin. 6. 7. I would go Kyle. Go Kyle Shanahan.
I'm mad at it. Keep it moving.
8, I would probably take the guy from not the Packers. You said Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
He
wasn't
Mike
even
McCarthy.
On the list, though. But
no,
he
wasn't.
Wasn't on the list, you said, though, Kim.
No, he wasn't on the list.
No.
He added him in.
Who was number 8 on that list, Kim?
Pete Carroll.
All right, yeah, Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, number 8. Number 9 would be... Because Pete Carroll did some dumb shit in the Super Bowl.
Then you got Sean McVay and Mike Zimmer.
I like Mike Zimmer. Then I will put Zimmer before McVay. Definitely would do that. I don't know why everybody's so high on Sean McVay. Like they had one good season with Gurley, and what's the guy's name? Cooks and Woods and all them. They don't impress me at all.
Are the receivers for
they don't impress me at all.
Rams?
Yes. He said he don't know why everybody's on Sean McVay.
They regress. They regress. They regress.
Big time.
I don't even think they deserve to go to the Super Bowl that year. Like, how did they get there?
I don't know.
They didn't get convincing wins.
You don't have to have none of that.
You know, Drew Brees was supposed to be there.
You just got to win.
They screwed Drew Brees twice in a row. It was blatant pass interference, and the Rams win. Come on, dog. But yeah, that's why I had Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer is number nine. And I wouldn't even put Sean McVay in there, dog.
Who would you put in his place? No, you don't have to. Who would you put in his place? This was just CBS Sports' list. So who would you put in his place?
Give me. Give me the guy from. Denver. I like him.
Who's Denver's head coach?
The black guy.
No, there's only one black guy.
Black guy.
Denver's head coach.
Tomlin and the guy from San Diego.
Denver got a black coach?
Let me see. Let's look it up.
Got black coach?
Let's see. Their head coach is Vic Fangio, whatever his name is. He's white.
No, the
Vic Fangio.
They fired him, right?
I think they fired him a couple years ago.
All right. Yeah, they fired him. For what?
Well, we just looked it up earlier. There was like, was it a year or two ago where they fired 5 out of the 7 black coaches in the NFL? There's only 2 left.
Wow. That's sick.
I know.
I liked him before I liked Sean McVay. He's like a defensive coach. Joseph.
Are you talking about the guy that was fired?
Of course he was fired. Come on, dog.
I said like they fired 5 out of the 7 black coaches. But he said he'll take him over McVay.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
Real,
stop. Stop it. Alright, whatever, man. Stop it. Stop it.
Why not? This guy never had a quarterback, dog.
Well, you gotta build the team the right way, bro.
But do you think they should build a team around a quarterback, or you think they
absolutely?
You think so?
Absolutely.
Well, the black guy probably didn't have any say. That's probably why you got John Elway. You know, he's fucking racist ass.
No say.
The black guy was like a Big John from Walmart. Gee, what a fire. But yeah, he's like, yo, man, y'all messed it up.
Yo, Big John. Big John. Damn,
you know
dog.
You know how they use this for simple reasons like that. Got the racist white manager in there watching over the black guy, seeing what he's doing, and then running back, telling the store manager, you know what I mean, the whole get go.
Yeah, Mustache Mike.
Mustache Mike, dog.
Yeah. Mustache Mike.
Yeah, keep it real. Jeff, keep it real. It was never 2 managers on a ship like that, was it?
That back
he was
of the
one
number.
Manager.
Yeah.
He was one manager.
You're right.
But, yeah, man.
You think the Eagles are building their team around Wentz?
I think they tried, but Wentz can't stay healthy, so they had to stop building the team around him.
You think so?
Yeah. That's why they drafted another quarterback. I don't care what Tone says. So, that's just my opinion. But
then why they get all these receivers now?
Not for him, for Jalen.
They got like six new receivers for Wentz.
Yeah, who was Deshaun working out with? Carson or
Jalen?
Jalen.
I don't know. He was working out.
Yes, sir. You
know
it.
I didn't know.
You know it. Yeah, you know it. But
it don't matter. They go to Wentz's house. They go to Wentz's house every year.
Working out together in Florida.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts seen working out with star Eagles wide receiver.
Sean and Jalen. Yes, sir. But I hope the Eagles the best. I hope it works out. I hope it works out. Yo, is that our last question? Or do you want to do another one?
Well, hold on.
Who's the 10? Give me 10 cents.
He said it. He said Belichick, Reed, Harbaugh, Sean Payton, Doug Peterson, Mike Tomlin, Kyle Shanahan, Pete Carroll, Mike Zimmer, and the guy that got fired from Denver, Joseph something or whatever his name was.
Where's he got Doug at?
Lance Joseph.
You guys have the same top five, six, and then yours is different than his. He didn't want Mike McCarthy.
I'm fucking with Mike. All my guys got Super Bowl rings.
Except for Mike.
Mike McCarthy got a Super Bowl ring.
Does he?
Yeah, Green Bay.
I didn't know he was Green Bay.
He just came
with Dallas.
Green Bay Packers.
No.
Hold
on. Yeah, that's it. That's my top 10.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if Tim wants to do this topic.
What?
Best cop movie.
Academy?
Oh, no, I won't say best. Let's say your favorite cop movie ever. We can do it. You want to do it for another day?
We can do it.
So you can pick.
You can do it?
Yeah,
right.
We got a list of them, so you can
kind of
pick out of them. We went through.
All right. You got five movies to pick.
Mm-hmm. I already know my best cop movie.
All right. We'll do it on the list. Let's see if it's on the list, okay? So.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. So we got Lethal Weapon, RoboCop, The Departed, The Fugitive, Die Hard, Seven, Mystic River, Training Day,
yeah,
Police Academy, SWAT, Ride Along, Along Came a Spider, Shaft, End of Watch, Speed, American Gangster. Is that really a fucking
It came
cop
up
movie?
As a cop movie.
All right, Donnie Brasco, Face Off, Rush Hour, Beverly Hills Cop, Dick Tracy, Bad Boys, Brooklyn's Finest.
Taken.
What the fuck
is
that?
The Taken of Tone 1, 2, 3.
Never heard of that.
It's a cop movie. It's a good movie, actually.
What is it?
The Taking of Tone 1, 2, 3.
When did that come out?
Recently. Not that long ago.
Blue Street and Hobbs and Shaw. Blue Street with Martin.
All right.
And I never heard of the Taking of Pelican Bay.
Actually, I think you did watch it.
What's it about?
They're taking over a police station. People taking over a police station.
Like what happened in Minnesota?
Something like that.
All right. Give it to them again. You say it.
All right. Well, let's go through. Instead of like, here, pick one out
no,
of
no,
all
No, no,
no.
We're not going to pick one. We're going to go.
Just
all right. We'll hold on. One, two.
Match
three.
Them up together.
You pick five. You pick five. No, not down the list, but pick five different movies, and then he gets to pick one.
All right. So we got Lethal Weapon, Dick Tracy, Rush Hour, Speed, and Seven. Lethal Weapon, Seven, Speed, Dick Tracy, and Rush Hour. Which is your favorite out of them five?
What was the last one you said, Kim?
We got Lethal Weapon, Seven, Speed, Rush Hour, and Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy, you said, all right. All right, Rush Hour, I would say. I don't know that problem.
Rush Hour?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Jeff? What's yours? Out of them. Lethal Weapon.
Could you repeat the question
Lethal
again?
Weapon, Seven, Speed, Rush Hour, or Dick Tracy?
Lethal Weapon, Speed.
Give me the Lethal Weapon trilogies. What do you got?
I got Seven. That was a good-ass fucking movie.
Seven?
Yeah, that was awesome. It was just on the other day.
All right, we'll just scratch off all the ones you picked.
All right, now you pick the next five.
All right, End of Watch. End of Watch. Police Academy. SWAT. Ride Along. And Along Came the Spider.
Police Academy.
Shit. You got End of Watch?
I got End of Watch in that group. Since End of Watch, Police Academy, SWAT, Ride Along, and Along Came a Spider. I know you're picking End of Watch, too.
Yeah, give me End of Watch.
In that group, yeah.
I got End of Watch. All right.
All right.
Now, you do four.
All right. There we got RoboCop, Hobbs and Shaw, The Taking of Pelham 123, Bad Boys.
Bad Boys. One, two, and three.
Yeah, I'm going with Bad Boys.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say RoboCop.
Yeah, RoboCop 2 and 3 sucked. RoboCop 1 was the best.
I say Bad Boys too.
All right. The Fugitive.
I never saw that.
What? Who never seen The Fugitive?
I never saw it.
The Fugitive. Die Hard. The Departed. Training Day and Donnie Brasco.
You said The Departed.
Oh, shit.
Training Day.
I said The Departed.
Yo, you caught me off of me.
I heard it first.
No, you didn't.
I heard it before you said anything.
I'm going with The Departed.
Hold on, The Departed was with Kathy and
Leonardo,
right? DiCaprio. Yeah, all right, yeah, give me that one. That's what he, yeah, I seen that one. I bought that DVD.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, so then we got Mystic River, Shaft, American Gangster, Face Off. I need you to do the last three. All right.
What did you say again? What was yours again?
It says Mystic River, Shaft, American Gangster, and Face Off.
Give me American Gangster.
Me too.
Give me American Gangster.
Yeah, American Gangster. American Gangster, yeah.
I almost picked Donnie Brasco, but I couldn't
never
pick Donnie Brasco over. I couldn't pick Donnie Brasco over over The Departed. The Departed was a masterpiece. All right, we got what do we got left? Blue Streak, Beverly Hills Cop, Blue Streak, Brooklyn's Finest.
That's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Beverly Hills Cop, Brooklyn's Finest, and Blue Streak.
I got Brooklyn's Finest.
Well, Beverly Hills Cop is my number one, so I guess I'm taking that.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, that was my shit, yo. Axel Foley.
Axel Foley! You know what? Trilogy was definitely pretty good, yo. I think I might go with fucking Beverly Hills Cop. You're going with Brooklyn's Finest?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I never watched Beverly Hills Cop.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, that was out. Like, my, that's shit my dad used to watch. I never liked it.
That's like in the 80s.
Police Academy.
What? Police Academy was the shit. Okay.
All
right.
Let's see what we got.
Everybody's shit makes it.
Yeah. Let me watch Bad Boys.
Man, Eddie Murphy probably made like $1 billion off of that.
Who, Eddie Murphy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One, two, and three.
I think I know what my favorite one is.
It's tough. I got a couple on here.
I think I know what my favorite one is. It's going to come down to... I got mine. So I already know what I know what I'm making pass through everything, no matter what. So, how many we got? I've never heard of fucking the one you were talking about there. Never.
Seven? It was just on the other day. You gotta watch it. I had it on tape on VHS, like, years ago. All right, so we got...
How many?
10.
All right, we got 10. Cool. All right, so we can go one-offs. And then we have top
two. Imagine Matt, yeah.
All right, I'll go first. Rush Hour versus End of Watch.
Oof.
Rush Hour versus End of Watch.
Yeah.
Did you ever see End of Watch? It's a good-ass movie.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
Curbside Gang, putos!
There's a white cop. Yeah.
They're like in Cali. And, yo, this is a good-ass movie, yo. It's the white cop and the Spanish cop.
They're partners.
They're partners, and then at the end of the movie, you think that the white cop died, but the Spanish cop...
The white cop hopped on top of him.
The Spanish
cop
jumped on top of the white guy, and he's the one that had the family and the kids and shit, and he saved his partner's life.
I gotta
really
watch
cool.
It.
It's a good movie.
It's definitely a good-ass movie, bro.
That's his favorite part from it.
Drop the guns! Yeah, I love that.
See your
shit.
Favorite part. Curbside gang, putos.
Curbside gang, putos. Fuck you.
I gotta watch it.
Yo, yeah. It's the shit. I got End of Watch.
Me too.
I got End of Watch
the
over.
Never
saw
Rush Hour.
Over Rush Hour. I would have said Rush Hour, but Rush Hour is like.
End of Watch is.
So you have movie. You have. So if you've never seen it, so you have to take Rush Hour.
Yeah.
So all right. All
right,
let's go.
Yeah.
All right, then we got Lethal Weapon or Police Academy?
Mm-mm. Ooh.
I'm going Lethal Weapon, yo.
I like Police Academy.
I'm going Lethal Weapon, yo. Lethal Weapon 4 with fucking Butters, a.k.a. Chris Rock, and then fucking...
okay, hey.
Yo, that's who he was playing, Butters.
Butters.
And then, hell, Riggs! Yeah, hell no. No, I'm going with fucking Lethal Weapon. Riggs!
I got Lethal Weapon. You got Lethal
Weapon. You got Lethal Weapon, Tone?
No.
Or Police Academy.
Police Academy.
Yeah, Police Academy?
It was like six of them. It was like six of them, dog.
I know, but it was four Lethal Weapons, and they weren't better. I think Lethal Weapon was better. But okay, let's go. All right, cool. Is it on me or you?
That's on you. I got this.
All right. The Departed. Departed versus Brooklyn's Finest.
The Departed.
Yeah, right there.
The Departed. The Departed. That's easy. For me, that was. Brooklyn's Finest was good, though.
Yeah, it was, but The Departed was better.
The Departed had a crazy twist.
The Departed, right, I had to watch like two or three times.
Yeah, I watched it way more than that.
No, to understand Seven? It, like the first two or three
Yeah, I get it. I know what you mean.
Seven or American Gangster?
American Gangster.
American Gangster.
Nobody else saw the other one, so...
Never seen Seven.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
It's good. Mm-hmm. You think take Seven then?
No, I think American Gangster's better.
Do we do Beverly Hills Cop?
No, and Bad Boys. The last two. Beverly Hills Cop or Bad Boys?
Beverly Hills Cop Beverly or Hills. Bad Boys.
That's my favorite movie.
Beverly Hills Cop is way better.
Yeah, I never watched it, so I had to take Bad Boys. I couldn't get into it because my dad liked it. So, daddy's hogging the TV again. We watched that.
Oh, you never seen Beverly Hills Cop?
Shit, though. Oh.
Yeah, it's about he's a street cop. He's looking for the people that murdered his boy and stuff. It's, you gotta watch it, kid.
What, Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't need to watch it. I know that shit.
I never watched it.
When they went to Wally World.
I gotta watch it. I never watched it.
You know what? I think I enjoyed Beverly Hills Cop. There was three of them, right? Three?
Three, yeah.
But Bad Boys 1 and 2 was pretty good. I never seen 3. That's tough. Who'd you pick?
I picked Bad Boys, so I never saw it.
So what'd you pick?
He picked Beverly Hills Cop. That's his all-time favorite.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Beverly Hills Cop. I feel like Axel Foley carried the movie, and it took two people to carry one. So I'm going to go Beverly Hills Cop. Especially the first one. Such
yeah,
a blast.
We should have had Golden Child in there, too. He was a cop in there, too.
Yeah, we can't go too much Eddie Murphy. I could also put Big Mama out.
He did say that.
All right, what we got left?
We had to add one, so I
we got to add one, so we're going to add.
Chad, Police Academy or Bad Boys?
Bad Boys.
All right, then we got and watch Lethal Weapon, Departed, American Gangster, Beverly Hills Cop, and Bad Boys.
So that's six.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's just put movie versus movie. Is it on you or me?
Chad, you can do it.
Alright, American Gangster versus End of Watch.
American Gangster, because I didn't see End of Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
I put End of Watch.
Oh!
It comes down to you.
It's a song. Go, go, funk it. It's really smooth. It's just. Yo. Oh! I'm going with American Gangster.
Right.
American Gangster had so much good music in it, great acting. Russell Crowe was the man. Denzel was a fucking awesome. So was Cuba Gooding Jr. I'm going with American Gangster.
Then we got The Departed or Bad Boys.
Give me Bad Boys.
Oh. I'll go with The Party. I'll go with The Party. The Party was better than Bad Boys, bro.
It was the one Departed, dog. And you kind of knew at the end who the guy was.
Come on, dog. That's just my pick. I'm sorry, Tone. I'm going with Bad Boys, bro.
Yeah,
I'm going with The Departed to me was a masterpiece.
Then we got Lethal Weapon or Beverly Hills Cop.
Lethal Weapon or
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh!
Beverly Hills Cop.
Hell no.
Yeah, you can look it up.
I never saw Beverly.
I'm going with Lethal Weapon. Riggs.
I never saw Beverly Hills Cop. Departed.
Beverly Hills Cop probably made like $1 billion.
I don't care. Fucking, Lethal Weapon was the shit, dog. To me. So what we got left?
American Gangster, Departed, and Lethal Weapon.
American Gangster, The Departed, and Lethal Weapon.
They're the last three.
All right, we're going to go. We're picking like that. And
Stone's
then...
all-time favorite, Beverly Hills Cop, is gone.
All right, well.
I'm fucking pissed.
We're going four.
It's going to be the same. American Gangster, Departed, Lethal Weapon, and Beverly Hills Cop.
All right, then we'll bring Beverly Hills Cop back in it. So we got
it. So y'all can knock it back out. So y'all can knock it
back
out.
Hey, man. It depends on who matches up again.
No, right,
so
no, it's not fair. Kim didn't see it. It's going to get eliminated, so leave it out.
It's 2-1, so if you and Jeff pick it and I pick something else, it gets your pick goes through and I guess not Jeff.
So we're trying to get down to the two. We're trying to get down to two, so we're just bringing one back. So Beverly Hills Cop made it back through the round, so you picked it. Okay. All right, we got End of Watch versus Beverly Hills Cop. Fuck it. Let's go.
See, I have to pick End of Watch, and I never saw Beverly. So,
Tony's going to pick Beverly Hills Cop.
So it's down to you. Down to you.
Oh, shit.
End of Watch. Who's going to pick?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man, it was three Beverly Hills Cops, dog.
Yeah, you're right. It was three Beverly Hills Cops. And Eddie Murphy was awesome in it.
They don't get extended. Movies don't get extended.
You know what? I'll give it to you, bro. I'll go with Beverly Hills Cop on that one.
All right, then we got The Departed or Lethal Weapon.
I'm going with Lethal Weapon.
I'll take The Departed. I'll take The Departed.
Fuck out of here. Go ahead.
So Lethal Weapon's out. I already put The Departed. So it's Beverly Hills Cop and The Departed are the last two. All
right.
All right. Oh, that's
a tough one. Beverly Hills Cop or The Departed? You have to go with Departed because I never saw Beverly Hills Cop. So it's down to you and Tone, and I know
no,
Tone's
let,
pick,
let,
so it's down
let,
to you.
Let him pick.
Departed or Beverly Hills Cop?
I'm going
Jack
with Departed.
Jack Nicholson, Matt Damon.
I'm going with Departed,
Leonardo
dog.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm going to Departed, bro. I'm going to Departed. My favorite got eliminated by so.
Which
I'm going. That's
favorite?
My second favorite. My favorite was Lethal Weapon.
Oh really?
Riggs. Yeah. My favorite is Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon was my favorite cop movie ever. So.
Oh, word.
But
okay.
Eliminated. I didn't tell nobody that.
Yeah.
But since it got eliminated in the
to
almost
the Departed.
But the Departed's my second favorite. And then I would say Beverly Hills Cop. So I got The Departed.
I got The Departed.
And Tony, I know you got Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah. So The Departed wins as the best cop movie ever. Or our favorite cop movie
ever.
Our
favorite.
So, all
right. I could take that.
I can live with it. Lethal Weapon almost made it. I fucking wanted Lethal Weapon.
I've seen Lethal Weapon. Not all of them, but I have seen a couple Lethal Weapons.
I wanted Lethal Weapon to win. The one with Jet Li was this shit. Come on.
You wanted
Joe Pesci, all those guys.
You wanted Lethal Weapon. Tell one of Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. And you wanted fucking, what's that movie?
Seven. No. That wasn't my all-time favorite.
You wanted
that
movie I never heard before.
No, Seven.
Him
nah,
one and the watch.
Just taking off. Tell him 1, 2, 3.
Tell him 1, 2, 3.
No,
she wanted
Taken.
She wanted all the Takens.
Oh, the Takens 1, 2, 3. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The Takens?
No, the taking of Tell him 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Taken. Taken, like I got a special set of skills. And with Leonid, he took his daughter.
Oh, the Taken.
Taken.
Oh, yeah, that's what you mean. Taken 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
No.
Yeah.
Where he took the parents in one of the movies. Like,
yeah, they took his daughter in one, yeah.
Mm.
But that's not a cop movie, though.
Kinda. There's cops in it.
There's cops in every movie.
Big Mama's House.
Yeah,
that was
the pick earlier. Big Mama's House.
What'd you say, Tom?
I'm going to turn that on, though. I'm going to turn that on, though, and the watch and see what
it's
about.
Yeah, you
got to
watch it. It's a good-ass movie.
Recording.
And the watch is a good-ass movie.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Really,
it is.
Yeah, that's Jeff's favorite part.
Dirtside Gang, Bustos! Fuck you! That was my shit. I don't know if that's the end. The last. No, that's not it.
Final shootout.
Yeah, final shootout.
Yeah,
let's play. Let's play it. Turn it up.
It is.
Checkmate, puto.
Big evil, right?
Rest in piss, bitch.
Rest in piss.
Got you, motherfuckers.
Happy fucking ending, homie. That was celebration time. Look at
the streets of Van Ness. LAPD!
Drop the weapons! Drop them!
I love that shit.
Fuck you! Get that gay putos!
Fuck you!
Fire!
He's fire!
That's enough. But yeah, that was a snippet from End of Watch.
It's good. It's a good movie. You'll like
even
it.
Even though they didn't fucking win. Even though fucking The Departed won.
It is a cop movie.
But I can't knock The Departed. The Departed was the shit.
And it is about cops and, you know,
yeah, it's actually
like,
it's like,
days,
a, it's like a, it's almost like they're wearing a GoPro and they're supposed to be.
Yeah, they're recording their calls and
not
shit.
Not the guy has a video camera in
yeah.
it, like recording
his
everyday calls and shit, like as a cop.
But in the end, his partner saved them. Like, it's a good movie.
Yeah, definitely. But Tone, anything else you want to talk about? Before we let you go, it's over. It's over now.
Any other NFL news or hot topics?
What you got? Talk to me.
The NFL news is kind of slow right now. Just only the Cam shit. That's the only thing I've really heard of as of right now. But maybe next month or this month we will see something more, you know, when they start camp and everything. When is
training
camp? End of July?
Everything's getting shut down again in all these different states.
What'd you say, Tom?
I know, man.
I don't know.
It's coming up in a couple weeks. I know that.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
It's starting in a couple weeks. They already said they're allowed to start.
I don't know. Like,
but
how did,
I don't
how
know
did,
the date.
How did Brandon Brooks get hurt? I still don't understand how he got hurt.
In practice.
How? If they're not even allowed to practice.
Well, no,
how?
It was allowed at that time.
Oh, okay.
They were back at the facility around that time.
And some of them were having, like, secret practices, like, you know.
Like Tom friggin' Brady?
Like Tom Brady. That's the one thing everyone's mad about. He's the one that's practicing with teammates when he's not supposed to be.
Yeah, like, come on, Tom. Cheater. He's always a cheater. Maybe it wasn't Belichick. Maybe it was always
Tom getting
the
edge.
An edge.
Yeah, it was Tom all the time.
It was Tom the
July
whole 28th. Time.
They report for training camp on July 28th.
July?
July 28th.
Okay.
So
all right.
A couple weeks.
Do you have any word on the NBA?
Allegedly, that's starting too.
So you got anything on the NBA?
And the NHL.
The NBA?
Are you
Yeah, they're going to do that. J.R. Smith was back with LeBron.
Oh, yeah. Who cares? He called that freaking series LeBron and J.R. Smith. Yo, hit the Charlie Murphy.
LeBron.
That. Nobody cares about that. He ain't a difference maker.
You're not a LeBron fan.
But,
he's not a difference maker.
He wasn't on the show when we did this debate. Who do you think was it more impressive, Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson?
He
wasn't on the show. He wasn't on the show then.
All right.
It was Jim and Sean.
Jordan.
Okay. All right.
Michael
Jordan?
All right.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say that. Shut his mic off. Exactly what I thought he was going to say.
He said,
shut
his mic off.
Shut his mic off.
Jordan. Absolutely.
I never said
Magic was better. Magic was great.
Better to watch.
But Jordan was a one-man show, man.
I said that I enjoyed Magic Johnson's game more than I like Michael Jordan's. That's all I said. So everybody acts like I'm crazy for thinking that, but that's how I feel.
Well, they took it as you like Magic Johnson better than Michael
Jordan.
I do.
Magic Johnson was
so
no joke.
So you get a Magic Johnson jersey. You will get a Magic Johnson jersey back in the day before you got a Michael Jordan jersey. Right?
Facts. Absolutely.
Before you knew.
I would never buy a Michael Jordan jersey.
Right.
Really? You didn't like Michael Jordan?
Hell no.
You hate him as much as LeBron?
I hate Michael Jordan more. Oh, Tone's gone. Damn, Tone.
Because I think he has the same service as me where he drops when he loses the internet service.
All right, whatever. Let's plug it. Let's plug her. All right,
so that's the end of the show.
No. Yeah. Let's
yeah. So for advice, check out our website, buy a t-shirt, support our cause, barbershoptalkradiostore.com.
That's barbershoptalkradiostore.com.
Make sure you check out our website, buy a t-shirt, support us on the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Instagram, The Real Barbershop Talk Radio.
We got to post some stuff on there.
Yeah, I know, but the show is over an hour. I can't put it on. That's why I couldn't put the last show.
We could put clips on it.
We could. Follow us on Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM1224. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube, YUN9SLIM. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And don't forget to check out our t-shirt line, barbershoptalkradiostore.com.
Barbershoptalkradiostore.com.
Hit us up on the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you maybe Monday. We might do something.
Might be
Friday, like
if not, at least Monday.
Maybe a 4th of July special or something. We can do it. Why not? You're not doing nothing else.
If not, we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for hitting us up. And see you next week.
Peace.
Peace. Thank you for using